Listening task 3. Exam practice. Exercise 1.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
With me in the studio today is Darren Jarvis, who spent several weeks on a Greek island. Darren, welcome.
It's nice to be here.
Now, we all like the Greek islands. I'm imagining you stayed in a lovely hotel. Did you?
Well, no, I didn't, Jan. If I had done, you probably wouldn't have invited me on the show.
True. So, tell our listeners about your experience.
Well, it was a camping holiday, but quite an extreme one in some ways. We were camping on an island where there's no electricity, no mobile phone signal, no mains water, nowhere to go shopping, no restaurants, no cafes. You're really on your own.
Wow, that does sound extreme. So, how did you end up doing this?
Well, I've got some Greek friends who go camping there every year. They described what it's like to me, and it sounded fantastic. I had been planning to do a normal holiday in a hotel, but this sounded much more exciting.
Okay, so how did you get there?
I flew to Athens, stayed with my friends there for a few days. Then we got a ferry to Naxos. That's a big island about 5 hours from Athens. Then a smaller ferry to a smaller island. And then a very small boat to the very small island where we set up our tents.
Right. Now, tell me about the camping. Were you in a forest, in a campsite? What was it like?
There aren't many trees on the island, so forget the forest. And there isn't an organised campsite. No, we were right on the beach, just a few metres from the sea. It was fantastic.
You weren't the only group camping there, though, were you?
No, there were about 30 other people there. But it's quite a large beach, so it didn't feel crowded. And we soon became friends with most of them. In the evenings, we'd often sit together and talk and sing. Several people had guitars, so it was a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you if it got boring at times.
Well, there were times when there was nothing to do, but that was lovely, never boring. You can't describe lying on the beach late at night, watching the stars and meteors as boring.
Did you see some meteors?
Yes, the sky was really clear, and there's a big meteor shower in August. We saw hundreds. They were beautiful.
I can imagine. Now, what about more practical things, like food?
Well, as I told you, there aren't any shops or restaurants on the island, so everything you need you have to bring with you on the little boat. You take enough for a few days, then go back to the bigger island to buy more supplies. It's only about 20 minutes by boat, and the tickets are very cheap, so it's not that difficult.
What do you mean by supplies?
The most important thing was water. We had to make sure we had enough bottles to last a few days. I told you there's a regular boat, but actually, while I was there, the boat didn't come for 3 days because it was too windy. Luckily, we had enough water, or we'd have been in trouble. So, water's number one. Fruit and yogurt and honey for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, and cooked vegetables or meat in the evenings. We had a small gas cooker, so we could cook some things.
But no fridge.
No fridge. We did have a cool box, which helped a little. But yes, you have to be very careful with meat and things that can go off.
Any funny moments?
Well, Captain Costas was the man who drove the small boat. He'd come over in the morning, and sometimes his dog, Jilly, would jump off the boat and run off. Captain Costas didn't mind, though. He sailed off, leaving Jilly, and when he came back a few hours later, Jilly would rush down to meet him and leap into the boat. It was very funny to watch. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
With me in the studio today is Darren Jarvis, who spent several weeks on a Greek island. Darren, welcome.
It's nice to be here.
Now, we all like the Greek islands. I'm imagining you stayed in a lovely hotel, did you?
Well, no, I didn't, Jan. If I had done, you probably wouldn't have invited me on the show.
True. So tell our listeners about your experience.
Well, it was a camping holiday, but quite an extreme one in some ways. We were camping on an island where there's no electricity, no mobile phone signal, no mains water, nowhere to go shopping, no restaurants, no cafes. You're really on your own.
Wow, that does sound extreme. So, how did you end up doing this?
Well, I've got some Greek friends who go camping there every year. They described what it's like to me, and it sounded fantastic. I had been planning to do a normal holiday in a hotel, but this sounded much more exciting.
Okay, so how did you get there?
I flew to Athens, stayed with my friends there for a few days, then we got a ferry to Naxos. That's a big island about 5 hours from Athens. Then a smaller ferry to a smaller island, and then a very small boat to the very small island where we set up our tents.
Right. Now, tell me about the camping. Were you in a forest, in a campsite? What was it like?
There aren't many trees on the island, so forget the forest. And there isn't an organised campsite. No, we were right on the beach. Just a few metres from the sea. It was fantastic.
You weren't the only group camping there, though, were you?
No, there were about 30 other people there, but it's quite a large beach, so it didn't feel crowded. And we soon became friends with most of them. In the evenings, we'd often sit together and talk and sing. Several people had guitars, so it was a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you if it got boring at times.
Well, there were times when there was nothing to do, but that was lovely, never boring. You can't describe lying on the beach late at night, watching the stars and meteors as boring.
Did you see some meteors?
Yes, the sky was really clear, and there's a big meteor shower in August. We saw hundreds. They were beautiful.
I can imagine. Now, what about more practical things like food?
Well, as I told you, there aren't any shops or restaurants on the island, so everything you need you have to bring with you on the little boat. You take enough for a few days, then go back to the bigger island to buy more supplies. It's only about 20 minutes by boat, and the tickets are very cheap, so it's not that difficult.
What do you mean by supplies?
The most important thing was water. We had to make sure we had enough bottles to last a few days. I told you there's a regular boat, but actually, while I was there, the boat didn't come for 3 days because it was too windy. Luckily, we had enough water, or we'd have been in trouble. So, water's number one. Fruit and yogurt and honey for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, and cooked vegetables or meat in the evenings. We had a small gas cooker, so we could cook some things.
But no fridge?
No fridge. We did have a cool box, which helped a little. But yes, you have to be very careful with meat and things that can go off.
Any funny moments?
Well, Captain Costas was the man who drove the small boat. He'd come over in the morning, and sometimes his dog, Jilly, would jump off the boat and run off. Captain Costas didn't mind, though. He sailed off, leaving Jilly, and when he came back a few hours later, Jilly would rush down to meet him and leap into the boat. It was very funny to watch. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.